Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. I'm going to begin this evening's programme with an overture by Alexander Mackenzie, a composer who has not featured, I don't think, in all the 7 or 8 years that this show has been running. It's his nautical overture, so it's packed full of good sea tunes, and was composed around 1881 for a special celebration commemorating 70 years of the Royal Academy of Music, where he was also a professor. A lot of it is based on Arne's Rule Britannia, of course, but also the hornpipe Jack the Lad and lots of other tunes as well. Now, Mackenzie was one of these composers that's always kind of been in the shadow of Parry, Stamford and, of course, Elgar, which is very unfair indeed. He was a remarkable composer, and his orchestral music, including a piano concerto, which we may hear a snatch of later, a violin concerto and many choral works, are really very well worth hearing and reviving indeed. He was a very considerable violinist himself, as well as a famous conductor and a composer. Elgar, as a young man, was playing in the first violins at a festival performance of the cantata The Bride by Mackenzie, and he was very much impressed, particularly with the orchestration, and he wrote in his diary that the Mackenzie was a real event. So a composer that Elgar admired. So, what to expect? Well, bright and breezy, beautifully orchestrated, full of energy. A nautical overture by Alexander Mackenzie.
Thank you.
a wonderful overture. That was Alexander Mackenzie's A Nautical Overture. It's not a piece I've ever played, certainly never conducted, and I'm sure I have heard it before, but like many, many years ago. I mean, what a brilliant piece. I'm not surprised that Elgar was impressed with the orchestration of one of Mackenzie's works that he played in the orchestra for. We shall return to Mackenzie a little later and hear a movement from his piano concerto. Now, a complete change of mood here, and the music of Frederick Delius. This is the Spring Idyll, which he called a morceau symphonique. It was composed in 1889 in France, but it was unperformed until 1995. That's over 100 years. It's pastoral in nature, has a lovely oboe solo and a wonderful, peaceful kind of warm spring day feel. Sort of thing that Delius does very well indeed. So, Frederick Delius, Spring Idyll. Spring Idyll by Delia. It's one of his earliest works. It certainly comes before most of the most popular pieces of Delia's, long before Cuckoo in Spring and other pieces like that. But it's a lovely piece. Couldn't really be by anybody else. All the sort of Delian traits are there and has this wonderful atmosphere. Now, I think I mentioned it briefly a couple of weeks ago, maybe. I was absolutely delighted to receive here at Broadcasting House a card from a listener to this programme who lives, I assume, lives in France, but visits the island from time to time. And I'm assuming it's a lady. I'm assuming she lives in France. There weren't very many clues from the card, but I was delighted to receive it, because the person said how much he enjoyed the programme and even enjoyed my nonsensical tittle-tattle as well, which is quite something. So I was really grateful for that. I don't receive too many cards here, and it was lovely. So I thought I'd play something specially for that person. I hope you're listening. So for my fan in France, I'm going to play a piece by Mansell Thomas. He was born in South Wales, and from 1936 until he retired in 1965, he was head of the BBC music department in Wales. Quite an important job. Now, he wrote a Breton suite around 1965, based on folk songs from the Basse Bretagne. And this is one called La Sabotier, the Clogmaker. Charming little piece. So I hope you're listening, and I hope you enjoy it. And thank you so much indeed for taking the trouble to send a card. It meant a great deal to me. La Sabotier by Mansell Thomas. The Clogmaker, from the Breton suite of Mansell Thomas. And now to the music of Haydn Wood, a composer very familiar on this programme, but I have discovered a piece of his which I have never heard before. One of the delights of this programme is that I'm constantly coming across pieces I've never heard. So it's great to share them with you, and I hope you enjoy them. It's called A British Rhapsody, and it was written just towards the end of World War II, so it's filled with a kind of approaching post-war spirit of optimism. It's also a kind of a whistle-stop tour around England, Ireland, Wales and Scotland. Although it's called A British Rhapsody, Haydn Wood was at pains to point out that it contains no original sort of folk songs or national tunes of any of the parts of Britain. He simply made them up himself, but he hoped that he imbued them with something of the character of each of those countries. So, here then, for the first time on this programme, certainly, Haydn Wood's British Rhapsody. A very impressive piece there by Haydn Wood, regarded by many people as a sort of Manx national composer. He spent his childhood here and returned every year for many, many years until the Second World War, and even a little bit just after, and wrote many works based on traditional Manx melodies. That was a British rhapsody. No original British folk songs or national songs there, but still managed to conjure up, I think, very successfully, the feeling and atmosphere of England and Ireland, Wales and Scotland. I'm always impressed with Haydn Wood's pieces. He's a very fine orchestrator and a fine lyricist as well. As I say, that's a first for this programme, and I shall no doubt play it again at some stage in the future. Let's return to the music of Alexander Mackenzie, whose nautical overture we heard at the beginning of the evening. I'm going to play the slow movement, molto lento, not very slowly, from his Scottish concerto for piano and orchestra. Scottish, well, partly because he was a Scot, and secondly because he uses three old Scottish traditional melodies during the course of the concerto. And they're very skillfully woven into the texture. In the slow movement, the folk song in question is called Watching Over the Sheepfold, and it bears an inscription, "My Peggy sings so softly when on my pipes I play." This is a lovely piece by a concerto that I suspect is virtually unknown. It's kind of ardent and nostalgic at the same time. So the slow movement of Alexander Mackenzie's Scottish concerto for piano and orchestra. Thank you. What a wonderful piece, the slow movement of Alexander Mackenzie's Scottish Concerto for Piano. It is based on a famous, a very well-known Scottish folk song, but it wears its Scottishness, if I can put it that way, very lightly. And it's a wonderfully warm, romantic piece. There's so many fabulous pieces out there that we never hear. Well, you can hear them here on Manx Radio, of course, but we'll let that pass. Now, just pop in here something by somebody I'm sure we've never heard of. Well, I've just about heard of him. I found this CD of music for wind sextet lurking on my shelf and thought, well, let's just have a listen. The composer is František Lessel. He was born in Poland. He studied in Vienna with Haydn. He returned to Poland and became a bit of a national figure there. He was a composer, of course, a pianist as well. As I say, he was a pupil of Haydn and one of Haydn's favourite pupils in Vienna in the 1790s. He wrote a good deal of music, much of which, unfortunately, has been either severely damaged, lost or destroyed during the Second World War. However, some pieces have survived in various libraries, including some sextets for wind, two clarinets, two horns, two bassoons with a double bass added for extra oomph in the bass line. I'm going to play a polonaise, at the Polish dance, of course, from one of these sextets, as I think it's rather jolly. Lessel himself became the teacher of Lipinski and Kierpiński, who were amongst the founders of what we would regard as Polish national music. An interesting piece from a contemporary of Beethoven. A little taste there of the music of František Lessel, a Polish contemporary Beethoven. Just time, I think, to squeeze in a little piece by Richard Adenzel, famous, of course, for the Warsaw Concerto, which was the music for a runaway hit film, Dangerous Moonlight. But he also wrote the music for many other films as well. Goodbye, Mr. Chips, Blind Spirit, Scrooge, Tale of Two Cities, The Prince and the Showgirl, and Waltz of the Toreadors. This is a little piece called Harmony for False Lovers, originally a piano piece arranged by Gavin Sutherland. Thank you. Short piece there, Harmony for False Lovers by Richard Adinsall. Which brings us to the end of the programme. Remember now, if you would like a piece played specially for you, all you have to do is write to me at Manx Radio, telling me how wonderful I am, and I will dedicate a piece to you. Just kidding. But where do we go from here? Sydney Torch, Meandering, will do as our play out. Please join me next Thursday at 9. Goodbye.